You're listening to the Healing in Ramadan podcast with Samina Ali. Assalamu alaikum, listeners. Welcome to episode 2 of this Ramadan series podcast. In our last episode, we looked at intentions of Ramadan and how we've arrived and the state that we arrived in. And we went and explored why we are in this state externally and internally, and the fact that there are these two elements of internal and external state. And we further went on to create a blank canvas, remove every expectation that we had of ourselves for Ramadan, and just wipe it all away and come with a blank canvas, inshallah. So today, I want to focus on the heart and clearing out the heart for Ramadan, because the heart is a container, right? And we carry so much in this. And when some of that stuff isn't great, it can prevent us being present in Ramadan. And we don't often have time to even sit and examine our heart and what it carries. You know, it's not one of our routines or rituals that we kind of have. Well, let me just sit down and speak to my heart today and find out where I am with it. So it's not something we do often, but it's actually needed more often than we ever think. Like I said, the heart is a container. What is a container? It contains things, right? It can hold things and it can carry things. And over time, it can carry so much and we forget to do a clean of it. It carries things that are personal to you, that have happened to you, but it can also carry other people's burdens and pains. You'd be really surprised, the way the heart works. So the heart carries good and great stuff, honestly, like love and kindness and the goodness, you know, that you have experienced. And that's all great, like all your wonderful experiences, interactions, transactions, anything that makes you feel happy, anything that's given you joy, anything that's just made you feel great about yourself and great about your life. And this is all the the nice and light stuff that your heart carries, and good as well, and it's needed. So just because they're good experiences and life does have the other side where we can have bad experiences, that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. And the heart should be containing these wonderful, great experiences and, like I said, interactions, transactions, words of love and, you know, emotions and where you were loved and how you were loved. And this is all really, really good things, mashallah. And we definitely, definitely need to keep them there. But there's a flip side to it as well. The heart, it can also carry the hardships, the pain, the grief, the loss, the sadness, the hurt, the betrayal. These are just to mention a few. All these emotions around the pain, the grief, the loss, the sadness, the betrayal, the heartbreak, this is all heavy. And I say negative, not in a bad way. It doesn't mean that it shouldn't be there. I mean negative in the sense that it's opposite to all the great and positive things. So they're heavy and negative and dark. You know, it's definitely not bright, right? When we think of things that have hurt us, people that have hurt us, and the pain that, you know, we've experienced, it's definitely not light, is it? So the opposite of that would be dark. So we carry all that in our heart without even knowing it's there. Most of the time, honestly speaking, we know it's there. We know something's there. We know the pain is there. We know the hurt, the betrayal, all these things we know is there. But what we think most of the time is it's in my mind. So don't take me wrong. I don't mean it's in my mind as if I'm imagining it. As in it's in my mind, that's the vessel that's carrying it. But it's not. The actual carrying vessel is actually your heart. And your heart is where all those thoughts stem from into your mind. So let's look a little bit deeply into this. So most people think that, I need healing and the healing is about, what I'm carrying in my mind or head. Sometimes people call it in my head, the thoughts, the memories, the flashbacks, the triggers. And, they really think it's all, it's all in the mind, because like I said, that can be misinterpreted, the mind is the carrier or the vessel of this. So it's not. Okay, like I said, it's actually the heart. The heart carries all that. So the heart, it doesn't need to be carrying all this because it will become too heavy. And the chances are it can weigh out all the good things you want to actually contain in there. Okay, because remember, actions stem from the heart. Now, this is really profound. Actions stem from the heart. So if actions stem from the heart, it then determines, or it depends on, shall I say, that the state your heart is in. Because the actions are the determiners, actually. They will determine the state of the heart. The reason why it's so important for us to know what the state of my heart is, what it's carrying, and why is it carrying? Because sometimes we're carrying things in there that honestly, they're long gone. We don't actually need to carry it. So if the heart is sad, grieved, hurt, and upset, then I want you to think what kind of actions will stem from there. And also how you will limit your potential just generally in life. And this is also for some people where it can hinder their growth. This is also where victim mentality can come from. I'm kind of like, so hurt by this, or this happened to me, or I've experienced this trauma. And I just can't move on from there. My head just won't let it. I can't get over the thoughts. I have flashbacks. I have really bad dreams. I just cannot get over all that. And like I said, we always talk about it as if it's coming from our mind. And yet I'm explaining to you that it's actually coming from your heart. So if the heart is that in pain, if my arm is hurting me, it's going to limit my potential in that arm. I'm not going to be able to stretch it like it's supposed to stretch. I'm not going to be able to move it to its full potential. It's going to limit me using that particular arm, which also means it's going to put pressure on my other arm. And not just that, not just the other arm, the other side of the body, right? So can you see how if one vessel is carrying a lot of pain or grief or sadness, it will limit how you perform in your life. It will limit how you perform in your relationships. It will limit how you perform in your goals. But it will also limit you in your relationship with Allah, because it's just all limiting. It will limit you in ways that you probably never would imagine, because we just think, well, it's my pain and it's my experience and it's hurt me and, I just can't let go, or I don't want to let go, or I just don't want to forgive, so I don't want to forget. What I'm explaining to you is how limiting it can be for you and your life. And you don't deserve that. Nobody deserves that. That is not what we were created for. We weren't even created for limitations. Obviously, Allah knows best and Allah knows where we will be limited. This limitation isn't even coming from Allah. This is a limitation that we are putting on ourselves. And believe it or not, you actually do have control over it. I think most of the time we just think that if pain or the sadness or the grief, betrayal isn't bothering me right now, it's just gone, or it's just, I don't know, what people may think, that it's just dissolved somewhere or just disappeared. But that doesn't really happen. And this is what I really want us to become aware of. In this Ramadan series, I really want us to kind of clear this pain from our heart. The pain will still live in your body, right? Without a doubt. And it will show up in many, many different ways, emotionally, physically, you know, mentally, emotionally in the sense just how you regulate yourself or get dysregulated or get triggered. That's the way it will show up with your emotions. The way it will show up mentally is just maybe your, for example, maybe your anger management, being passive aggressive, or being a little being a little needy. It'll show up different ways in the different emotions. I mean, for example, physically, it can show up as disease, right? We all know that trauma, undealt with emotions, sitting in the body can cause some form of disease. So it will always be there. But where is it sitting? This is what my point of interest is. Where is it sitting? All this pain is right in your heart. And being aware of this is not just about being aware. Being aware of this is then calling for us to take action, that we need to do something about this, especially with what I've explained, how it will limit you, how it will limit your potential, and how it wasn't supposed to be like this. So I want, you know, you to be aware of if you have pain in your heart, pain, grief, betrayal, loss, sadness. I really want you to be aware of it, because like I said, it will cloud everything, because everything stems from the heart. You know, when we are faced with a challenge in life, we're not supposed to just sit with the challenge. We're supposed to listen to what it's trying to teach us. And we're supposed to work with it, move with it. If there is something that needs healing, we need to heal from it. We never sit with things. And I think some people are just scared of facing the pain or even facing their heart. If you're not going to do it, nobody else is ever going to come into your heart to clear your heart out. We know that is physically impossible. It's impossible on many, many levels. But the most important thing is only you know what it contains. Only you are the, you know, the gatekeeper, the one who has the key to your heart. Sadly, or shall I say in a good way as well, you are the only one who can do this work. Don't run away from what's in this heart. Running away never, ever, you know, like it never resolves in any goodness, not when it's matters of the heart like this. As I said, you know, the heart is a container and it's supposed to contain good things. The heavy things it shouldn't be containing. The heavy things are a sign for us to be clearing them out. We need to face them. We need to address them and we need to clear them out. And what is the point of all this? The point of all this will help me be present in Ramadan. But also because Ramadan is a month of many miracles. And one of the miracles that we underestimate is the miracle of healing. Ramadan is a very healing month. And I like to use this month actually. You know, even with my clients, I tell them to take it to their advantage and use it as a mechanism, as a gift from Allah to heal from any pain that you are carrying or you know that you're carrying or may even not know that you're carrying. So let's make intentions together. Intention for facing what my heart may be carrying. Intentions of being brave enough to face it, even if I don't like what comes out. The overall intention is of letting go and healing from it. So it no longer stops you. It no longer prevents you. And it no longer, you know, hinders your potential in life. And I can assure you that when you do this work, inshallah, your sight will be different. And what I mean by that is the way you see the world, the way you view your relationships, the way you see things will change from how they were before this healing. Because right now, like I've said before, if every action stems from the heart and the heart is poorly, spiritually, emotionally poorly, then think of the actions that are stemming from it. Think of the sight that's coming from that kind of heart. So imagine that being cleared and how clear your vision will be, the clarity that you'll get in life. You'll feel so light because it's like this baggage that you were carrying, unnecessary baggage that you didn't even know you were carrying. Most of the time we don't realize, honestly speaking, being a therapist and counseling people, you don't realize sometimes the depth of the baggage you're carrying. You don't realize the baggages that you've picked up on the way unnecessarily. Sometimes they're not even your own. And you don't realize that how heavy each of those bags are. So inshallah, let's make the intention of healing in Ramadan and join me on our next episode where we will continue this topic.